Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Kilmeade. This is Kilmeade and Friends.
Governor Romney's experience has been in owning companies that were called pioneers of outsourcing. That's not my phrase. Pioneers of outsourcing. My experience has been in saving the American auto industry.
Oh, really? So does that add up to 25 years of international business experience? And is it true that Mitt Romney's company, Bain Capital, is known as the pioneers of outsourcing? Joining us now, Governor Tim Pawlenty arguably spent more time with Governor Mitt Romney over the last 6 months than anybody else. He's out on tour with them right now with Bobby Jindal, the current governor of Louisiana. Governor, welcome back to Kilmeade and Friends.
With you, Brian. Good morning.
So, good morning to you. So, you listen to the speech. You have to listen to the speech, and you hear that you're the guy you're helping and representing is the pioneer of outsourcing. Is that even true?
Well, the president has extended and spread these falsehoods, Brian. Every third party group that's looked at this, and he bases it, by the way, on a Washington Post article. That newspaper's own ombudsman discredited the sources and the credibility of the article. Third-party fact-checkers have discredited. It's not true. It's not accurate. And the president of the United States should not knowingly and intentionally spread falsehoods. It's really a disservice to the office, and it's really a disservice to his own credibility.
Well, I know that you guys have been recently speaking out about it, but I don't really hear much outrage. If that was me and they're screwing with my record, which I was able to have a tremendous success with, I'd be out there the next day.
Look, we are out there every day trying to take on this president, following him around Pittsburgh and Ohio as best we can in a bus, trying to bring some balance to his message. Look, we had a jobs number out this morning, Brian, that was below 90,000 jobs for the month. It's an anemic, unfortunate, discouraging jobs number. This is a president who is, basically give failed time and more money. He's out of time, and we're out of money. He needs to go, and now he's out basically spreading falsehoods as a way to try to get reelected. The American people aren't going to buy it. We're not going to be duped twice, and that's what he's trying to have us buy into, and we're not going to do it.
You know, it seems like if you read the New York Times, and I sometimes am forced to, but they did write today that Rupert Murdoch met personally with Governor Romney and thought he should get his friends out of there and start getting a little bit tougher to take on President Obama. Very similar with Charles Krauthammer, said the same thing. John Podhoretz. These are conservative columnists. They're coming forward. Are you guys pacing yourself, or will there be or do you feel as though you do have to pick up the pace that they might have a point?
Well, this campaign will certainly, the campaign generally will certainly pick up the pace. Let's not get into a situation where there's panic, but I mean, in the polls nationally and in the swing states, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama are essentially tied. In some weeks, in some polls, Mitt Romney's been ahead. So for running against an incumbent president, that's not so bad. And so he's in a position to win this, particularly when you factor in that the undecideds are likely to break against an incumbent president who's presided over this awful Obama economy and a failed presidency. So I think Mitt Romney is in position to win. We do have to be aggressive and make the case why Barack Obama should be doesn't deserve re-election. There's no question about that. But that's happening, and it will continue to happen. And remember, Ronald Reagan was behind Jimmy Carter in the June of the election year in 1980 by something like 12 points, and he went on to win 49 out of 50 states. So summertime is not always a great indicator of how it's going to go. And Mitt Romney's doing fine, by the way, and he's going to do even better as the people get to know him better.
Right, and one thing that he has proven is that he can adjust on the fly, and he learns. He's done his whole business career. He's four times a candidate governor, I think, that you ran against in 08. I think he also adjusted mid-frame after getting beat up in South Carolina and came out with some really strong debates and actually came right out and won a very tough primary. I want you to hear Charles Krauthammer on what President Obama is saying about jobs and about the guy you're working with.
Romney's behind by 9 points in Ohio. Without Ohio, he doesn't win. So he's in serious trouble, and I think this Obama-China thing, of course, it is something a president can do, but I think it's not only that he's tough on the foreigners. Remember, this is running concurrently with an ad campaign which has been quite effective in Ohio and elsewhere by Obama, showing Romney as a guy who loves the foreigners and wants to give them our jobs, export them, outsource them. So here's a guy who loves the foreigners. Obama's a guy who's tough on them.
So that's the message. True or false, that's the message. And that's a guy that wants you guys to win. So do you plan? I know you're in his wake today, But is there a sense inside the camp that you feel comfortable relaying to my audience here about a strategy?
Yeah, the strategy, Brian, includes making the case that Barack Obama has presided over a failed presidency. He's broken almost every major promise that he made to the country, including the fact that he was going to reduce health care costs. That didn't happen, including the fact he was going to cut the budget deficit in half. That didn't come close to happening, including the fact he wasn't going to raise taxes on anybody under $200,000 of income. That didn't happen, including the fact that he said if he didn't get the economy turned around, it should be a one-term proposition. Now he's running for re-election. So that case can get made over and over again. But then we also have to make the case why Mitt Romney would be better. And when you look at his proposals for getting this economy going again, reducing taxes, lightening up on regulation, getting more American energy through shale oil and shale gas and more, making sure we have market-based and consumer-based health care, that's two different visions for philosophy and direction for our government. One is kind of an Obama European-style model. One is more of a traditional American a Mitt Romney-style model, and that's the choice Americans are going to have. And Mitt Romney, it is not accurate to say he's not out making that case every day. I've been with him a lot. He makes that case directly and strongly against Barack Obama every day and will continue to do it. He's out raising the president in money. He's tied with him in the polls.
$100 million last month. That is a Republican record.
That's a Republican record. And so with all due respect to the folks who are expressing concern, and we welcome their input, Mitt Romney is in a pretty good position right now. It's not, we'd love to be 10 points up or 5 points up, but for July in an election year to be essentially tied with an incumbent president and be in position to win, that's pretty good progress.
Well, here's what has disturbed me over the last 3.5 years more than anything else. It's the class warfare rhetoric. It's vilifying those that are successful as if they scammed their way to the top. And it came up again yesterday. Let's listen together, Governor Plenty.
And middle class is also an attitude. It's not just about income. It's about knowing what's important and not measuring your success just based on your bank account. But it's about your values.
Okay, so if you make a lot of money, you couldn't possibly have any values. You have to have an affair on the side and think that big boats are more important than big families. What is he getting at with these statements?
Oh, it's an outrageous statement. And if you go talk to people in Ohio and Pennsylvania or in my home state of Minnesota or all across this country, and you ask them what matters most to you, what are your priorities, what are your values, they'll talk about their faith, they'll talk about their family, and then they'll talk about their hopes and dreams for what they hope to accomplish, getting their mortgage paid, getting their kids to college, being able to afford health insurance. All of that requires some money, and the main pathway to have money for most Americans is whether they have a job. I grew up in a meatpacking town, Brian. My mom died when I was young, and my dad was a truck driver for most of his life. When those meatpacking plants shut down in my hometown, I saw as a young boy what economic challenge is for a town and a community and a neighborhood. And you have this president lecturing us on values and on people's priorities. He's the one who's presiding over an economy that's destroyed the American dream for 23 million Americans who are unemployed, underemployed, can't find work, 40 months of over 8% unemployment, another pathetic and anemic and discouraging jobs number this month. He should look in the mirror and say, I have not gotten the job done. I've broken all my promises, and he shouldn't even be running for re-election, much less deserve re-election.
But what also bothers me on top of that is that I think everybody in the meatpacking plant that your dad worked at, and when he was driving a truck, what does he dream of? Having a big house, perhaps, having a lot of money where he can maybe relax a little bit, maybe help his kids out along the way. Does that mean you have to give up your values? Does that mean you have to be a horrible person and screw your neighbor in order to be successful? What does he think the American dream is?
Absolutely not. You're exactly right. And I think to suggest that people who have the American dream and desire to be successful or become successful in all cases don't have values is ridiculous, particularly coming from a president, somebody who is supposed to be bringing the country together and leading the country. That's an outrageous statement by the president.
All right. Governor, I just got to end with this. I mean, everybody's writing about what an unbelievable surrogate you are, how strong you've been on the bus, and how well you know the issues and how well you get along with Governor Romney. Again, your name, like 4 years ago, is being brought up as one on the short list for the number two spot. Your reaction?
Well, I really enjoyed trying to help Governor Romney as a volunteer. I think I can best help him in other ways. We don't talk about the VP process, of course, Brian, but obviously anybody would be honored to be asked, but I think I can help him best in other ways, and I'm enjoying my time just trying to help him as a volunteer. So campaign, he's going to have a lot of great people to pick from, including Rob Portman and Bobby Jindal and Chris Christie and Marco Rubio and lots of other wonderful people, Nikki Haley and many, many others. So he's got a great group, Kelly Ayotte, to pick from. I'm sure he'll make a great pick.
And are you being vetted?
You know, as a campaign volunteer and leader, we just don't talk about the VP process, the timing of it, or the details, Brian.
Can I ask you this? Because you're a guy with goals who just finished up a successful run as governor. Would you like to have a role in the federal government should Romney get elected in the cabinet?
I'm really enjoying my time in the private sector, and I enjoy public policy and public service, but I'm doing this as a volunteer, and I really see my future more geared towards the private sector, Brian. I've been in the public sector a while, and I've enjoyed it, but
you got to make some money.
Well, we'll see. You never know about the future, but I'm enjoying the private sector. We'll put it that way.
Well, Governor, it's going to be exciting. I think everybody on both sides agrees it's going down to the wire. Governor Tim Pawlenty, out on the road with Governor Romney. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, Brian. Take care. Have a good day.
You too.